A Christmas Carol, Scrooge in Bethlehem, is a delightful adaptation of Charles Dickens' classic tale. Recommended for grades K through 8, this 20-minute presentation is great for children's choirs, Christian schools, or Sunday schools. The cast size is flexible and easily expands to accommodate both small and large groups.
With us to a night long ago in the little town of Bethlehem. Join us as we enter a dark room in the Bethlehem Inn. Here sits Ebenezer Scrooge, the innkeeper, counting his money.
On the first night of Christmas at Ebenezer Scrooge, counting his money, poor Ebenezer Scrooge, alone in the Bethlehem Inn. He had mountains of gold, joy to behold, buckets of silver shining like glitter. Poor, poor Scrooge. On that Christmas night, what a fright, Ebenezer Scrooge.
As Scrooge continued counting, his devoted front desk clerk, Bob Cratchit, entered the room.
Cratchit, don't bother me while I'm counting my money. And so much money today, with all of those poor country folk in town for the Roman census. I'm charging them a king's ransom, and every room is full.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge, but we have a special couple at the front desk. Their names are Mary and Joseph, and they have traveled all the way from Nazareth. Mary is expecting a baby any day now. May I share my family's room with them?
The dickens, you say!
Cratchit and his family led Mary and Joseph to the stable behind the inn. They made Mary as comfortable as possible with the gentle animals nearby for warmth. As Tiny Tim slept in the warmth of his mother's arms, Scrooge slept in the bitter cold of his dark room in the Bethlehem Inn. Wrapped tightly in his fist was a sterling silver coin. When the clock chimed 1 o'clock in the morning, a heavenly angel appeared, filling the room with light.
Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge!
Who's there?
I am an angel sent from God.
Well, you scared the dickens out of me! What do you want?
Gaze with me upon your past, Ebenezer. Once you were a happy young man, engaged to marry a young woman. You dreamed of starting a family.
Stop! I don't want to remember!
Look, Ebenezer, remember happier times.
I had such great plans for us.
Clock chimed 2 o'clock. An angel appeared once again, filling Scrooge's room with light.
Wake up, Ebenezer! Gaze with me into the present.
Leave me alone. I'm having a dickens of a time trying to sleep tonight.
Tonight a child has been born, right here in Bethlehem. He is the savior of the world.
The savior of the world is a baby? Bah! Humbug!
Ebenezer, go to your stable. You will find the child there, lying in a manger. The cratchits are already there. Hurry, Ebenezer!
Angel, don't leave me! What did you say?
Once in
gathered in the stable, Tiny Tim hobbled to the manger. Using his crutch for support, he knelt before Jesus and prayed.
Long ago in Bethlehem, the innkeeper Scrooge found new life. He increased Cratchit's salary and became a second father to Tiny Tim. A friend to all people, Scrooge was a happy man at last, and he glowed with the spirit of Christmas every day of his life. May the spirit of Christmas shine in us this day and always, and may God bless us, every one.